Shaming versus the free market. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. On Wednesday, Representative Katie Porter tried to shame the CEO of JPMorgan Chase by presenting the hypothetical example of a single mom trying to live on the bank's starting wage of $16.50 an hour after rent, daycare, food, and other expenses.
That takes her down to negative $567 per month. My question for you, Mr. Dimon, is how should she manage this budget shortfall while she's working full-time at your bank?
Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, who made $31 million last year, said he wanted to help this woman.
I know you have a lot
of... I'd love to call her up and have a conversation about her financial affairs and see if we can be helpful.
See if you can find a way for her to live on less than the minimum that I've described.
Just be helpful.
But of course, Representative Porter had another solution in mind, as she explained the next night on MSNBC.
If Chase would do what Bank of America has done, which is commit to raising its minimum pay to $20 an hour, that would entirely erase the shortfall in the hypothetical that I gave Mr. Dimon.
But wait a minute. That means there's a free market solution here. This woman needs to walk across the street and work for the competition. Except, of course, she won't, because it's way more risky to quit when your benefits are tied to your job. So instead of the shaming, maybe Congress should get busy changing that. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.